Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Speaking of MLB, Bobby Nightingale covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. Bobby, good to visit with you. How's the offseason going so far?
Been pretty quiet, so no complaints.
Yeah, I suppose. You covered the Reds in the major leagues before coming over to the Twins beat and joining Phil Miller, and of course Phil retired. It is a grind, there's no doubt. I talked about Phil near the end of the season about his great career and his great run. There is no doubt from the time pitchers and catchers report, it is a long year.
Yeah, I mean, I give credit to all the playoff teams. I mean, it's one of those, It feels like a long season anyway. The six-month season plus spring training is 6 weeks. And then, the teams that grind it to the World Series, that's a whole another month of games and high intensity. So it's hard to, like, imagine just, like, how much it takes for players and staff, going that extra month.
Yeah, and Bobby, is it something where you will watch ball games in the league championship series and ultimately the World Series, or do you just take a break?
I try to catch as many games as I can. I don't watch all of them, but I enjoy the playoffs, and it's intriguing matchups. I like the AL, Matt. The Mariners-Blue Jays, I think, is an intriguing matchup, so that's been fun to watch so far.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about the playoffs and even expanded playoffs, but you get to the League Championship Series in the World Series, and that is how meaningful every pitch is. And I know the Twins have been in the playoffs and had a little playoff success against the Blue Jays, but way back in the day for the old-timers, the drama of the 87 and 91 runs where the Twins ultimately won the World Championship, I get anxious thinking about the ALCS in the World Series, those years, especially that World Series against the Braves. Back in the day, I used to smoke, back in 1991, long, long time ago. I don't even want to think about how many heaters I smoked during that World Series. It's unbelievable.
Even just the Game 7, I mean, just 0-0 going into the 10th, I can't imagine the nerves for everyone. I wasn't around back, covering baseball or anything back then, but it's just hard to imagine, like, a fan base on pins and needles as it is. For a game like that is crazy.
Yeah, just nothing like the drama of, every pitch, every at-bat was just gut-wrenching, crazy stuff. Hey, Bobby, the Twins have a lot on their to-do list, and the biggest at the moment is to find a manager. And a couple of days ago, you laid out some of the early front runners. Number one, do you expect a decision anytime soon, or will this wait until after the World Series?
Yeah, I think sometime, maybe during the World Series. Teams are kind of told not to make news unless it's an off day, but I expect it to take some time. I mean, the Twins are one of eight openings. So any guys that emerge as front runners, and they're in the first round of interviews right now, but even when they get to the finalist stage, I mean, those managers, especially the top candidates ones, they're probably going to have multiple choices on what they want to do with so many openings. So I expect it for most teams to drag out a little bit just based off the fact that it's rare that there's this many openings. Last year there was two managerial openings. This year there's been 10.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys who have been major league managers, and then there's guys looking for that first opportunity. And, you know, one of the names that came out, and I know you posted this, and you gave credit to John Heyman, who was on it first, but, you know, Derek Shelton is a familiar name, and he managed in the big leagues and was a manager of the Pirates and got let go.
Yeah, and it's one of those, I've seen it around, you know, the Pirates obviously, they haven't made the playoffs in a long time, had a losing record every season under Derek Shelton, but it's one of those, I do think there's a difference when you're managing the first time and a second time on how you go about things, and also the Pirates are in a tough situation, they were rebuilding, they don't really spend on free agent hitters. So, yeah, they have Paul Skeens, but they really don't have the offense to compete for playoff spots right now, and so I think it's one of those, like you look at like Joe Torre and some of the famous managers that had success over a long time. Joe Torre was terrible with the Mets his first go around and then turned into a really good manager after that. So I think that's why you see some names surface where it's like, okay, they might get a second shot as a manager, even though the first time didn't go well, their first stop didn't go well.
Yeah, and Bobby, has there been any indication from the Twins on what they're looking for? Is it someone who maybe had ties to the organization, maybe was a coach here once upon a time? Shelton certainly fits that bill and did have major league managing experience. Would they look to the minor leagues? Toby Gardenhire, ties to Ron Gardenhire, has climbed the ladder, if you will, in the Twins minor league system. That's a name that's been thrown out by some fans. I mean, there are certainly a lot of possibilities, and I can imagine that the Twins, based on, you know, what they've done recently as far as payroll and deadline deals, that they aren't going to break the bank for a veteran major league manager.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it like, you know, like Bruce Bochy just got let go in Texas. You know, if he picks another spot, it's going to be a spot where he can win now, and the Twins aren't in a position where they're in an all or nothing. You know, if they surprise next year and something crazy happened, sure, maybe you could talk yourselves into it. But realistically, I mean, they're in a rebuild for at least a year or two. So I don't see a veteran manager jumping towards that situation saying this is a win now team that I feel comfortable doing that with. But I don't think it has to be someone with a Twins ties. I just think it's kind of the natural how it starts. You know, the first early candidates are going to be people that Derek Falvey and Jeremy Zoll and that group are familiar with. And Derek Shelton falls under that. James Rowson falls under that. Nick Punto, I saw, is going to be interviewed. So that's another one where, you know, there's familiar ties, and that makes it easy to say, okay, let's at least bring them in and pick their brains a little bit. But I think when it gets down to it, I think they want a player development type style manager. I mean, matter of the fact is, I mean, they're never going to be under the Poleads a team that's going to spend heavy on free agency, going after the big bats, the big pitchers. So you're going to have to be a team that develops well. And not that Rocco Baldelli struggled at that. I mean, they had some winning seasons under him, but I think that's something they're going to be focusing on is, okay, which manager can do the best at kind of developing those young hitters, the Royce Lewis types, the Matt Wallner types, and getting the most out of those guys.
Yeah, and there really aren't any secrets in the game. Everybody knows everybody. I mean, you spend so much time in the ballpark, you know, spring training, road trips, homestands, et cetera. I mean, everybody knows everybody.
Exactly, and I think that's part of it, too, is just, you know, when managerial openings happen, when you have that familiarity with so many different organizations and guys know each other. I mean, Nick Punto and Skip Schumacher are neighbors. Skip Schumacher just got named the Rangers manager. So, I mean, it's one of those, you know, when manager openings happen, especially this many, I feel like it's one of those where a lot of familiar names get thrown in the mix. And that's why so many Twins ties come up first, just because such a natural connection.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bobby Nightingale joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. So this the first move, find a manager, whoever that is, name the manager. And then as we get deeper into the offseason, some of these other dominoes may fall. And I think fans are concerned. And I think you and I did talk about this as well. That, you know, you had Joe Ryan, who came very close to being moved by all accounts, at the deadline and wasn't. There's Pablo Lopez. There are others. You know, the game plan going into 26, I would assume the field manager would have some input on that and be in those meetings.
Well, I mean, I think probably the biggest thing will be when it comes out what the kind of the directive is from the new minority owners that haven't been named yet.
Yeah, good point.
You know, obviously they're going to, the goal is to pay down the Polad's, the team's debt, which is around $500 million. That's no secret. But beyond that, okay, what's next for that group? Are they just paying down the debt and then kind of standing pat until after next season? Or is it something where, okay, we want to compete right away? And because they're kind of their baseline payroll right now is around $90 million. Last year on opening day was $140 million. I don't expect it to get back that high, but theoretically they'd have $50 million to play with this offseason in terms of what you could do in free agency and trade. So, you know, if that capability was back, that you could do some things, but until the identities are known of those minority owner groups, which still have been kept secret and still awaiting Major League Baseball approval to unseal those names, until that happens, everything's kind of still a mystery on like what direction they want to go for. Are they going to trade Joe Ryan and Pablo Lopez, or will you build around those guys and have one of the best pitching staffs in the American League next year?
And could that be on hold until after the World Series? That announcement might not take place, or maybe on an off day, as you pointed out.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when we'll find out those names, yeah. But I expect the team will at least have a direction by the end of the month, I would assume, just payroll-wise in terms of, okay, this is what – because they're known to the Polad family and stuff, so at least the front office should be given direction in terms of how aggressive they can be this offseason, and I expect those plans to be known probably right after the World Series, you know, publicly.
Yeah, and then finally, Bobby, just to clarify the $90 million, that's just players on the 40-man, that's, as I mentioned, Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, Byron Buxton, etc. Those are the known entities on the club right now.
Yeah, basically, if you just said run it back, Christian Vasquez is a free agent, but other than him, if you kept everyone, $90 million is where they'd start at.
All right, Bobby, well, always good to visit with you, and as always, thanks for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Bobby Nightingale, covers the club for the Star Tribune.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.